بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما قال: كان رجل يقرأ سورة الكهف وإنه فرس مربوط بشطنين، فتغشته سحابة فجعلت تدنو، وجعل فرسه ينفر منها، فلما أصبح أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له فقال: تلك السكينة تنزلت للقرآن. متفق عليه. Continue with the chapter which deals with the virtue of the tilawat of the Quran, acquiring the knowledge of the Quran, developing one's bond and link and association with the Quran. In this particular hadith, the narrator is a sahabi by the name of Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He describes something what ulama ikram refer to as khariqul aada. Khariqul aada means when something impossible happens. Or, depending in the context, you can use the word miracle. Generally, in the books of fiqh or hadith terminology, we refer to this as karamat. In other words, like I said, miracle. Now, generally, ulama mentioned that khawariq, things which go against the rules or principles of science or physics or biology, etc. In other words, impossible when it occurs. They say that there are generally three types, salatatu aqsam. One is ayatul anbiya, where Allah Ta'ala at the hands of a Nabi displays something that goes against logic or is technically impossible. For example, Ihya'ul Mawta, bringing the dead to life at the hands of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. The curing of the born blind or the leper, as occurred in the case of Isa alayhi salam. The coming out of a rock, a camel being born from a rock, as in the case of Salih alayhi salam. Many fire turning into a garden for Ibrahim alayhi salam. All these, and we find many, many miracles, splitting of the moon by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first type of what we call karamat ul-awliya or mu'jiza. The term for anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is used as mu'jiza, ayatul anbiya. The second, if a miraculous act takes place at the hand of a believer, and not just any believer, somebody who we can refer to as a wali of Allah, friend of Allah Ta'ala. Now when we talk of wali and friend of Allah Ta'ala, ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran who is a wali, who can we consider a friend of Allah Ta'ala, alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. A person who is on kamil iman and taqwa, we can refer to him as a wali of Allah. Many, many sahaba, for example, talking to the jinnat, talking to the trees, addressing the animals, commanding them. In the case of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sitting in Medina Munawwara, he sees the battlefield several thousand kilometers away, and he instructs the commander of the army, Al-Jabal, Ya Sari, Al-Jabal, Al-Jabal. In other words, take refuge towards the mountain. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sending a piece of paper to Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who is the governor of Egypt, addressing the river Nile, on the basis of which the water of the river Nile rises. And like that, many, many, these are whole chapters that are devoted towards this. We find in the books of Tariq and history. And even up to today, if some pious person has to display something, maybe read on somebody who's got a very, who's paralyzed, blow on that person and suddenly that person gets cured, we will refer to this as what is called karamatul awliya. In other words, the acts of miracle that Allah Ta'ala displays on the hands of a pious person. Now there is a third type of what we call karamat, which obviously constitutes a test on iman. This is, ulama ikram mentioned, qismun ihanat min ash-shaytan yujriha Allah ala khilaf al-ada ala aidi shayateen. Shaytan and the agents of shaytan, on their hands at times Allah Ta'ala allows certain miraculous things to take place. This is obviously a test. At times it is sihr, it is black magic and things similar to that. What is this? يَلْعَبُونَ بِعُقُولِ السُّفَهَا وَعُقُولِ الْأَمَّةِ, where they are playing with the intelligence of foolish people, or playing with the intelligence of the masses. The time of Musa alayhi salam, the magicians of that time, they made it appear as if snakes were coming out of nowhere. So this would be something that obviously again is خَارِقُ الْعَادَ. مُسَيْلَمَا كَذَّاب, the one who claimed false prophethood, a miraculous act is attributed to him also in the books of history. So like that, this is where with the assistance of shayateen or with the assistance of sihr or black magic, something purports to be against the principles of science or logic. Here we have to be careful. This is a test on iman. Dajjal will bring a dead man to life also. So it doesn't mean that Dajjal is on haqq. So we cannot rely completely on somebody performing a miracle and suddenly that person now becomes somebody you can follow. This is the third type of what we call karamat or acts of a miracle, which we have to be very, very careful about. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from such things, because people have been led astray with this type of thing. In any case, coming back to this hadith, in this, the sahabi describes a miracle that occurred. Obviously, he's a sahabi. Is on iman and taqwa, so we will call this karamatul awliya, a miracle which Allah Ta'ala displayed on the hands of somebody who is on kamil shariat and deen. He's not a nabi, the dot nubuwat after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closed, so it's not a mu'ajiza, it will be what we call karamatul awliya. This is haq, it is true, we have iman on it, we have no problem with it. As long as the individual that is displaying it is not inviting you towards something that is against shariat or goes against the principles of that which is in Quran and hadith. Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anuma says, in this narration he says, kana rajulun, there was a person. Based on other riwayat, the riwayat of Muslim Sharif etc., we can deduce that he was referring to himself. Either it's two separate incidents or he was actually referring to himself, because in the more famous riwayat of this, it is mentioned that the surah that was being recited was Surah Baqarah. In this particular narration, he says, "Kana rajulun yaqra'u Surah Al-Kahf." There was a person who at night in tahajjud salah was reciting Surah Kahf. Before we continue with the incident, since it is Thursday night, Friday day of Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf, this is actually a timely reminder for us. If you haven't already read our Surah Kahf, we should endeavor to read Surah Kahf. There's great virtue and merit in reciting Surah Kahf on the night of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one hadith, a pillar of light will be erected for the person who recites it from that Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. Other ahadith, a person will be saved from the fitna of Dajjal if he will recite Surah Kahf. We find that this levity is given in certain riwayat, that if you can't read the whole Surah Kahf, at least read the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. And under the same topic or banner, man qara'a Surah Hamim al-Dukhan Laylat al-Jumu'ah ghufira lahu. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, a person who reads Surah Hamim al-Dukhan, this is in the 25th juz of the Quran, and in our 13 line print is 4 pages, shouldn't take too long. Someone particularly is proficient in recitation of Quran. The person who reads this surah on the night of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah said, غُفِرَ لَهُ, all his sins will be forgiven. Also, we should bear in mind increasing our salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night and the day of Jumu'ah. Because he says, مَعْرُوذَةٌ عَلَيَّ, the salawat that's recited on Jumu'ah, a special presentation occurs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to that. Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there was an individual, as I mentioned, based on other ahadith, this individual was Bara bin Azib himself, the Sahabi. يَقْرَأُ سُورَةَ الْكَهَفِ. He was reciting Surah Kahf in Tahajjud Salah. وَعِنْدَهُ فَرَسٌ مَرْبُوتٌ بِشَتَنَيْن. Nearby was his horse, which was tied Shatanain. The riwayat comes Shatanain. In other words, not one rope, but two ropes. So this would indicate the robust nature of the animal, that it was maybe very, very large or very strong horse. So this is why two ropes were used to tie it down. While reading the Quran, this animal starts becoming agitated. Two things occur. One is, he says, فَتَغَشَّتْهُ سَحَابَةٌ. A cloud, based on other riwayat, a white apparition started covering him, started coming down from the heavens. And it became, started coming closer and closer, فَجَعَلَ التَّدْنُ, almost covering him. So what happened is the animal got agitated and the animal got excited. Because obviously this is something that shocked or frightened the animal. So being an animal, what it started doing, وَجَعَلَ فَرَسُهُ يَنْفِرُ مِنْهَا. It started jumping up and down, wanted to run, started trying to get away from the rope that was holding it down out of fear. It wanted to run away from there. So we find in the other riwayat, what happened is that Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned that he stopped reading Quran in his tahajjud. The moment he stopped, the animal became calm. فَقَرَى ثُمَّ جَالَتْ أُخْرَى. Carried on reading, again the animal started jumping up and down, becoming agitated. Stopped, the animal became calm. Read again, started becoming agitated. So his son, little boy, Yahya, was nearby. So he became afraid that this animal inadvertently might crush the child. So he stopped reading the Quran that he was reading in tahajjud. So the next day, falamma asbaha, the next morning, atan nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa dhakara dhalika lahu. He came to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as was the wont or practice of sahaba. When anything strange occurred, anything worried them, anything concerned them, anything that they felt needed some sort of detail or explanation occurred, their first point of referral always was Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the next morning he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he related to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what had occurred. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tilka sakina. That was sakina. Tanazzalat lil Quran. That came down from the heavens because of the Quran that you were reciting. So he described something that was a miracle that occurred. Now there are, one, there is great basharat and glad tiding in this hadith for that sahabi. Secondly, there is great fadilat and virtue and encouragement for you and I with regards to the effect of the recitation of the Quran. Particularly in the context of this hadith, reciting Quran in tahajjud. Those of us who are engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala, this is one of the most stressed etiquettes and adab of our work of Dawat and Tabligh is Tahajjud Salah, to get into the habit of that. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after the first five verses of Surah Alaq, Iqra' Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq, was revealed in Ghar Hira, a period passed after that which ulama refer to as Fatrat Waqi, where no revelation was coming. Almost 6 months, varying narrations come. Very, very trying and difficult period upon Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened? Allah informed him, you are a Nabi. Now what is logically the next thing that has to happen? You are a Nabi, so what is your mission? What must you do? The first revelation to come, After being informed he's a Nabi, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qum al-layla illa qalila. O my Nabi, who covers himself in a blanket or a cloth, stand up in tahajjud salah. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and read the Qur'an in tahajjud. So this is the greatest etiquette, very, very important. We cannot stress the importance of it. Obviously, there's more detail as to the virtue, particularly of Qur'an at the time of tahajjud. Inshallah, we'll continue, subhanAllah.